Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this show, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. Good morning again and welcome. My guest today, Allie Slocum, is a teacher and author of children's books. Her passion to introduce children to strong character values is what drives her to write the Character Club series and Character Club Lil Sibs series. She has over 15 years of teaching experience, including public and private schools. Good morning, Allie. Welcome to Step Into the Light.
Thank you, Patty. It's so good to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Allie. I'm glad that you contacted me and that we were able to arrange the show for today. So I haven't had a children's author for a while, so this is kind of exciting.
Glad to hear that.
I like to ask my guests sometimes, where did things all start for you? What childhood influences motivated you toward a teaching career?
Well, it's actually kind of funny. I didn't actually want to be a teacher ever growing up. My first passion and dream was to become an author. And so in third grade, my best friend and I decided we were going to start a writing club. And we were going to invite everybody to come. And we were going to write books at recess. And we were just going to publish and be famous authors. And so the first day, we invited everybody in our class. And it was her. And it was me. That was it. Nobody else came. And so I think that, caused us to pause for a moment. But I was determined. And so I had this whole series. It was called Love Is. And the first one was called Love Is Me. Second one was called Love Is Love. And the third one was called Love Is Marriage. I mean, and they were just little sheets of copy or paper folded in half, stapled, and cut apart. And so just silly little stories, but I went and showed up at our club meeting place, and it was just me. I was alone.
Oh.
My best friend had abandoned me in the writing dream, and so I still kind of wrote on my own at home, but as school got more difficult and writing teachers, would put the red marks on your paper, it just kind of discouraged me from that. And writing just kind of became a chore, not something I enjoyed anymore. But I had always loved working with kids. I babysat. And when I was in college, I worked at some camps. And I just, when we'd go out with the counselors to like visit families, I'd be the one playing downstairs with the kids while everybody else was sitting around talking upstairs. And so I just realized that I had a passion for kids, and so I thought maybe I could open a daycare center. Well, the college I wanted to attend didn't have something for, like, daycare, but it had, like, an early elementary track, and so I thought, well, that's kind of close to the same thing. Maybe I'll just study early education. So I did that, and I had to do a field experience in kindergarten, so I thought, oh, well, teaching kindergarten's kind of the same thing as running a daycare center. So I thought, well, maybe I'll be a kindergarten teacher. And then when I did my student teaching, I ended up student teaching in second grade. I'm like, oh, second graders can do so much more. And so then I'm like, well, maybe I'll be a second grade teacher. And then I graduated and I interviewed for a third grade teaching position. And I taught third grade at a private school for 5 years. And by the end of that, I'm like, okay, I'm a teacher. And so the writing dream kind of fell to the wayside, and I dove in full to the teaching career. And so that's how I got into teaching. I kind of fell into it, sort of.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it, but it sounds like you ended up exactly where you needed to be. Isn't it kind of neat the way God kind of plants those little seeds in our hearts, and we don't even realize it, because you talk about enjoying being with the little kids when the adults were around. And I think that's kind of God's way of leading us down whatever path he has in mind for us.
Absolutely, yes. You can see his hand just guiding you every step of the way. And you can't always see it when you're walking in the present, but when you look back, it's amazing to see all the little waypoints that he's put in place to bring you to where you are. And it's fascinating and so beautiful to see.
Yes, it is. I was going to ask you what drew you to teaching elementary students, because I have several friends who are teachers, and there are those who will debate and say, oh my goodness, I could never work with those little kids. And then there are teachers who are grade school teachers who say, oh my goodness, I could never work with those older kids. They're horrible.
Exactly.
But I think you pretty much answered for us that question as to how you ended up with the grade school kids, unless there was anything you wanted to add to that in particular.
Well, just that it's funny because, you know, I was in that camp as well. Like, I would never teach high school. High school kids are so intimidating and they have so much attitude and all of that. And so I always, you know, was in the elementary camp. But then I have two daughters. And when my first reached middle school, which is another place I would never teach, I realized, like, wait, these are the same kids I've known for the last 6 years of elementary school. Like, they can't be that bad. So I actually did go and I subbed because I stopped teaching when my daughters were born for about 14 years. And once they were both back in school, or once they were both in elementary school, I subbed a little bit here and there. And so when my oldest got to middle school, I subbed for her class one day and they were fine. Like, I'm like, why isn't everybody so intimidated by middle school? So, I mean, and now she's a senior in high school. So, I mean, I'm not saying I want to go teach in the high school, but high school kids aren't as intimidating as they once were, is what I'll say.
The nice thing about teaching, Allie, and I have never remotely been a teacher, but my friends who are teachers, there's something special about teachers in that they influence young people's lives in ways that the teacher may not even realize. A good friend of mine, we go out to eat together quite a bit here in town, in the next town, and she taught in both towns. And I don't think there is a single time that we go out that she doesn't run into somebody that she taught as far back as 15, 20, 30 years ago. And they remember
yeah.
her right away, and they visit with her. And, you know, it's kind of neat that teachers establish that relationship with students and may not even be aware of the impact that they're having on that student at the time. So I would think that would be a very rewarding profession, and a profession that's a real blessing.
Absolutely, yes. I'm completely blessed to have been able to teach in two different states. I grew up in Pennsylvania and taught in a private Christian school there for 5 years until I met my husband. We married and moved to Colorado. And so I taught 5 years when we moved here in the public schools. And then we started a family and I stayed home. And then I'm actually, this will be my fifth year back. Since when my youngest was in fifth grade, I took a job actually at her elementary school. And so I've been back teaching for the last 5 years, just part-time, but gifted and talented mm-hmm. students. So it's small pullouts and kids who want to learn and are excited about new things. And so it's really fun to just watch that aha moment when they realize something new and see the excitement. So it's been a lot of fun. So yeah, my career has been broken up into 3 5-year sections so far, but I feel like I teach in between too. When my youngest was 2, I started a mom's day out program in our home for some other moms who were like, I just want to go shopping one day. And I'm like, well, I can teach, you know, like bring them over. And so we did little, you know, alphabet. We had a letter of the day, and we had a little verse of the day, and we do a snack. And so it's just been fun to just experiment with different things. And I think that's how the Character Club came about, with just out of different experiments that I've tried over the years to get that teaching fix when I was home with my daughters.
Oh, that sounds like such fun. You were teaching, and then you kind of got into the writing. And tell us about the Character Club series.
Okay, so the writing of that actually was kind of another accidental thing. We won't say it accidental. We'll say providential. I was home with my girls, and when my oldest was in kindergarten, there was another girl who looked almost exactly like her, and the teacher would always get them mixed up, and she was just this sweet, cute little girl that my daughter got along with, and she's just really cute. And she went through some really hard family stuff the next year. And then just I started to see, because I would volunteer a lot since I was home, I would see her changing. Like, that cute little smile was gone. She didn't have that just cheerful, bubbly spirit. I just saw that kind of dampen. And she went from wearing, like, cute little bright colored dresses to black and just dark. And I could just see that this little girl was hurting. And I knew she'd had some hard family stuff, but I didn't have, a relationship with her, whereas, like, she wasn't my daughter's best friend. But my heart was just pulled towards her because I could just see her pain. Like, it was written on her face and in the way she carried herself. At the same time, we were going through some stuff in our family where we didn't have a church family that we were a part of. And I knew growing up, for me, that was so important. And so I wanted that for my daughter. And then I realized, well, maybe I could do something for all the girls in the school to be able to help everyone, not just my daughter, but this other girl who God had put on my heart, and then anyone else he wanted to open the door to. Before I met my husband, I had gone to Russia to teach a curriculum on morals and ethics that they had invited public school teachers to come and teach after the fall of communism. They realized they didn't have a lot of morals and ethics, and so someone had developed this curriculum using the Bible as the textbook and invited teachers to come and do small groups. And so I was in Siberia, Russia, teaching this. And so I had this curriculum, both biblical and secular. So I had pulled some of the secular lessons out and used them in my classroom. But I realized if I did a club at home, I could use all of it. I ended up inviting all the third grade girls in my daughter's class to an after-school club where I would just start teaching these biblical lessons on compassion, integrity, forgiveness, respect. We invited, there was probably about 40 girls in the class, and this is a public school, and the invitation said, we're going to see what the Bible says about these topics, and I had 17 girls come. It was pretty amazing to see all of these girls and the little girl that I had, my heart had gone out to. She didn't come the first year, but by the third year she came. And so I was able to just share God's love with her and just these character traits of caring for people. We did responsibility, initiative, cooperation, perseverance. And so perseverance, I feel like, is so important for kids these days. She came and she got to hear these lessons, and we did that for 3 years until the girls were in fifth grade and about to go off to middle school. As they're going off to middle school, I realized, wait a minute, how am I going to keep them thinking about these things? Middle school is hard, and I wanted them to remember the lessons that we taught. I was sitting in our basement one day, which is where our club met. We have a finished basement, and I had posters of the 8 character virtues up on our wall, and I was just looking at it and realized, wait a minute, I could write a story and basically use the girls as the characters in a way that are going to this character club, and then kind of reteach the lessons in a fun fictional book way and give it to them as like a graduation gift. One thing when I had looked into being an author, like, you know, because the dream had died a long time ago, but it would still resurface every once in a while. And I'd go to a meeting or something, and one thing that had come up was a friend had said that publishers were looking for a book series, especially with children's books, not a standalone. And I always thought, well, I can't finish like one idea. How am I supposed to do a whole series? But I was sitting there looking at all of these virtues on my wall. I was like, wait a minute, there's the series. Pick one person from the character club and they would be the main character. And then they would be like on a journey towards that specific character virtue in that book. And then you could write another book about a different virtue, but it would be a different character, same group of kids, but just pulling the different characters out. And so that's where the character series came from, that little brainstorm as I was trying to think of a gift for these girls as they went off to middle school. So that's where the whole idea came from. So I kind of accidentally, again, as while I was focusing on teaching, the writing kind of came back. So it's been interesting, this little dance that the writing and teaching have been doing through my entire life, because we just kind of go back and forth and weave them together, and it all works together. So it's pretty fascinating, again, to just look back and see how everything kind of fit together.
We'll take a break here, where I remind listeners that you are listening to Step Into the Light with host Patty Sheen here on Blog Talk Radio. My guest today is Allie Slocum. Allie is a teacher with 15 years experience in private and public schools. She is also the author of the Character Club series. If you would like to listen to this episode again, or hopefully refer it to friends and family, it is available on archive. The most current 5 episodes can be found on the homepage at pattysheen.com, spelled PattySheene.com. The Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page will give you access to all the episodes we've aired to date. Under each episode is a More Information tab that provides links to guest websites, social media, and other resource information. Let's return to our interview. Allie, I'm just in awe of the story you told us right before the break of how all of this has come together for you. It's like you've been weaving a tapestry all your life with these little threads coming together to create something that it creates such a firm and strong foundation for these young ladies. And wow, what a blessing. And oh my goodness, this sounds just wonderful. This sounds
wonderful. It's been, it's been so fun.
And I hope that more people learn about it, because you can attest yourself to the fact that our young people need this so much in today's society with all the other things that are being thrown at them. So you are definitely a light shining in the darkness out there.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. I hope that I can be, because yes, there's a lot of darkness. And now that I'm in the public school, I feel it and I see it. And so I did a second round of the Character Club in my home with my second daughter. So 6 years in my home, but then I was back teaching and I thought, I can't stop doing this. So we started an after school club at my public school and then opened it to boys and girls. I had boys coming and the lessons, you know, they still apply for boys or girls. And by then I had written the book on integrity, which is called Liar, Liar, Ethan McGuire. It's about a boy who has a lying issue. And after the club, I had one of the boys come up to me and he said, you know what? I used to sneak down after my parents went to bed. I'd go down into the kitchen and I'd take food because they would never give me a bedtime snack. And no matter how many times I told them I needed it, they said no. And so I would wait till they went to bed and I'd sneak down and I'd take my own food. And he's like, after I read Liar, Liar, Ethan McGuire, I realized I needed to tell them that I'd been doing it. So he confessed on his own. This is, you know, just your regular public school kid. He's not a Christian. He was convicted and wanted to tell his parents that he'd been doing this. And so they were able to talk it through, because he admitted it and didn't get caught. They were able to talk it through and they worked out a compromise so that he can have a snack before he's fed and he doesn't have to sneak food anymore. And so it's like, you just never know, like, is going to affect the specific kid and what can touch them. My books are not overtly Christian at all. There's values in them, but I feel like the public school needs books like this. And so if I have a real obvious Christian worldview, that it wouldn't be as welcoming. And so I feel very called to kind of keep it more overt. Like, if you're a Christian, you can see things in it. Like, as you read, you'll pick up the little gems and little verses that, you know, my grandma used to say, things like that. But other than that, you wouldn't necessarily know. So I have to
yes.
say
that. And also, Allie, you can get that message across without, well, we call it being preachy. You know, you can convey a strong message without ever mentioning the name God or Jesus in the whole book. You can do that in a full-length novel. And I've heard
yes.
about people that there, how do they put it? There are authors who write Christian work, and then there are Christians who write. But
yes,
you can
right.
tell just by their, yeah, just by their writing style and their worldview without being overt about it, whether they are or not, I believe anyway. And I wanted to backtrack a little bit and ask you, what do you see as a difference between public and the public sector and the private sector, since you have taught in both?
Can say and not say. You know, when I was in a Christian school, Bible was one of our subjects, you know, so we were able to have real conversations that went really deep all the time. In the public school, I specifically have to be a lot more careful about what I say, because there is persecution in a different way. Today, I can love my students, build relationships with my students, help them know that they have an adult that they can trust, and then I can kind of point the way. These character books are a way that I do it, and I do have a website that has, like, the biblical lesson behind it, so, like, if you go to my website to look at my books, you can find, on the For Teachers page, like, a digging deeper, and I do have a biblical lesson there, so, like, you can get to it, but it's not, like, it's in
your face.
So, yeah, exactly. So it's a stepping stone that I can use, and I hope that others can use to be a light in the darkness, like you said. I love the name
Very
of
nice.
Your podcast.
Yes. Also, Allie, again, backtracking a little bit, you teach gifted and talented students. Would you explain to me and for listeners, how do their needs differ from those of other students? What defines a gifted and talented student?
Well, in the public school education system, there are a series of tests that define it, but I believe that God has given every single one of us a gift and a talent, sometimes more than others, you know, or multiple. But, like, I have two daughters who are gifted in very different ways. One is gifted in the traditional school way. So academically, she does very well and things come easier to her. So she needs more academic challenges, whether it be like reading more challenging books and thinking more with depth and complexity as she digs into those talks, or being allowed to explore things that she wants to study. So that's a little bit of my role in the public school, in the GT program. But then my other daughter is very gifted musically, and she picked up a guitar this summer and is like, I want to learn guitar. And 2 months later, she's playing full songs for us and singing.
Wow.
And it's just amazing to see the different talent. But the school system doesn't necessarily always recognize her talent. In my role, I actually push into every classroom, and I teach this depth and complexity, just thinking deeper and more complex about, like, say, a book that you read. And so I try and meet every student in our school in that way, in, like, whole class lessons, so that everyone can kind of benefit from the gifted and talented program. But that being said, those kids who have, you know, gone through those series of tests and are that academic, I do need to focus on them too, because it's kind of like a special education situation. And sometimes they don't have the social skills that other kids might. And so everyone is different, right? So every case has a unique spin on it, but some kids who have that high academic aptitude tend to struggle a little bit more socially. So we actually deal with that and give them coping skills and share with them, you know, just how to read a room, like how to be situationally aware of what's going on around them, you know. And sometimes these kids can't even sleep at night. And so just helping them understand that, you know, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you, but just, you know, you've got a lot going on in your mind. A lot of these people are super creative, and they don't know how to shut it down. So kind of like coping skills, really. Kind of a long, convoluted answer to your question. But, yeah, there's a lot of things I do, and it varies from school to school, from student to student. So it's kind of, again, amazing to see the uniqueness and individuality of every single person.
Actually, I appreciate your response, Allie, because it really went into depth as to what we're talking about here. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Of course.
And I, you know, my background is is in psychiatric nursing. And
wow, yeah.
I was working with veterans, and several of our veterans, even though they had definite mental illness diagnoses, such as schizophrenia and what we call today bipolar disorder and all these different things that you hear of along that mental illness spectrum, but boy, there were aspects of some of those men that they were so bright or so talented in certain areas, and it was quite amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I can see
that.
Fascinating.
Yes, I can see that parallel and understand exactly what you're talking about. And it's wonderful that we do have teachers that recognize those special talents in young people and are able to work with them in such a manner that they can develop them, because otherwise they just get kind of lost in the shuffle, pushed to the side, and they never are able to reach their full potential, because no one ever works with them to show them how. So it sounds like what you're doing is so wonderful.
Absolutely. And I'm grateful that my school district values that and sees that and, you know, puts a person in that position at each of our schools to take care of those kids' needs.
Yes, I agree. Allie, let's get back to the character club again here real quick.
Okay.
You said that a school, a person, whoever, could create their own character club. And I believe you mentioned on your website, and maybe that's where the resources are, that there are resources available to start a character club. So would you direct our listeners to where they could find that information?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So my website is www.characterclubonline.com. And you can purchase the books there, but I also have book club reading guides, and there's a sample character club lesson on there. So if you wanted to start your own club, you could do that. I want to help you. The curriculum that I used, is the curriculum that we used in Russia, and the author is also a Colorado native who I got to know, and her name is Vernie Shore. And so she and I worked together when I wrote the books, and she gave me permission to use anything and everything in her curriculum. So each of my books uses a character from history to kind of teach the lesson. So my first book, Jeannie Blair, Author Extraordinaire, is about a little girl who wants to be an author really bad. And She goes about it the wrong way. Like, she starts exaggerating things she sees and painting people's stories in a not so pleasant light, and her story gets out, and all of her classmates know what she wrote about them, and so they're all angry with her, and she has to learn how to deal with that. And so her story is a little bit my story. I hope that I'm more compassionate than she is. You know, your first character is kind of always a little bit more you than you care to admit. And it's been interesting because every time I write a book, whatever virtue I'm writing about, I'm challenged on. One of the chapters in her book is called Dinner Delivery. And her mom is taking dinner to someone that they've helped, and she just doesn't want to go. And this is based on something that happened in our lives. There was this person who we'd been trying to help, and it was a very unlovable person who was very difficult. And my husband was like, hey, they called and asked if we can bring them some dog food for their dog. And I was just so tired and didn't want to go. So I was like, that was one of those little true to life moments that made it into the book. And I'm like, oh, I guess I'm not as compassionate as I want to be. So things like that. And so, yeah, so I have the compassion lessons, and you can also reach out. I don't think they're not all there, obviously. And this is a work in progress, but if anyone is interested in starting the Character Club, I'm so happy to share anything and everything I can to help them get this started in their neighborhood, school, anywhere. So yeah, the information is there on my website.
Okay. Well, that sounds wonderful. Allie, I wanted to ask you too, how long are your books?
They're about 30,000 words, maybe a little bit less than that. They're 9 chapters. They're geared for 4th grade and up. So, you know, your high 8-year-old readers would be fine with it. They're great read alouds for families. And there's discussion questions at the end of each chapter, like in the back. And then I even have a glossary, because coming from a teaching view there, I have to, you know, have all that in each of my books too. So there's a glossary to help build vocabulary for kids. They're great for homeschool parents because, you know, the questions are all there in the back and you can discuss as you go, or you can assign the questions to, for kids to write in a notebook. So I definitely wrote them from a teacher mindset. Each book also has some kind of teaching, like mini lesson in it, because I found when I was teaching, doing a lesson and kids kind of would glaze over for just practicing. But then if I read them a book and something is in the book that is tied to what we were teaching, they're all like, oh, and then they get all excited, like, wait, this is for real. And so all of my books have mini lessons. Like, so Jeannie, the book I was just talking about, Jeannie Blair, author extraordinaire, has a mini lesson on similes and metaphors and strong words when you're writing. So yeah, all of the books have different little hidden nuggets in them.
Oh, that is so neat, Allie. Yeah, as we were talking, I got to thinking, this is not like a little kid's children's book. This is an actual chapter book that has a substantial number of words to it, you know? So
yes.
Like, wow.
Yeah, they're all chapter books. So, yeah, definitely for readers.
Well, tell us what's next for you.
Well, my school that I was teaching at closed. So I had to find a new position, which God provided, at a new school. So I will be starting that in the fall. And then I'm also hoping to speak at some homeschool conventions coming up with my book. So, you know, still continuing to weave the teaching and the writing together, do a little bit of both. So we'll see. I don't know a whole lot about this new school, like what exactly my role. I'll still be teaching the gifted and talented students, but more in the reading and writing situation. And then, you know, those affective needs that I told you about with social, emotional. So I'll be doing that in my new school. And then I'm actually working on a compilation book where, I mean, going to possibly put all four of the individual books into one hardback book. So I'm hoping to maybe release that. Yeah. So just, you know, just whatever comes up, just kind of playing with the different ideas and seeing where they go.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like you have so many doors that will be open to you, Allie, that the school system is just a wonderful way. Boy, if you can get in there, you know, I have another friend who writes books for, younger kids. He writes Zuggy the Pug series, and all those books are just adorable, and she even has somebody that creates actual Zuggy the Pug stuffed animals that you can buy to go along with these books. And she, yeah, her venue is the schools, and I think she's also into the homeschool market as well. So that's just wonderful. If I could ask, how big is the school that you're teaching in? What kind of town? Are you in a big town, small town?
We're south of Denver, and there's about 900 students in this school. It's a brand new, very large school. My last school had less than 300 students, so it's going to be an adjustment. But yeah, I'm excited. It's a beautiful facility, and I will have a team. So usually my position, there's only one of us per school, but in this school, there's three of us. So we're each like taking kind of a different discipline and focusing on that. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I'm actually really excited to see all the possibilities, the things that we can do with the team.
Wonderful. Yeah, I have to chuckle because the town that I live in, my granddaughter graduated in 2020 with, I think, a class of 24 students.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is definitely different. Yeah, I believe we have 150 fifth graders, and you know, it's K through five. So, yeah, it's about 900 students. So we're bursting at the seams already.
And see, I don't even know if we have 150 all told between K through five.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
It's
different populations, different places.
Absolutely, yes. Allie, this has been a delight to visit with you this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close out the show that you're thinking, I really want listeners to know this, or I wish we had talked about whatever?
Not specifically. I just want people to know that these resources are available, and feel free to reach out to me because I'd love to chat and help anybody who wants to be a light in their community. So, yeah.
Well, you certainly are doing that. And thank you so much for spending time with us, Allie, and may God continue to bless you in your endeavors with your teaching and your writing and putting the two together.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed chatting with you this morning. It's been a great way to start the day.
Listeners, in closing, we all encounter difficult times in our lives. We encourage you during those times to look to the light, knowing that when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. Thank you so much for listening today. I'd like to remind you to go to pattysheene.com. That's spelled PATTISHENE.com. If you'd like to listen to this show again, please refer it to friends and family. You'll find the link to this episode and the last four episodes on my homepage, and the Blog Talk Radio tab at the top of the page takes you to all the episodes we have aired to date, and under each link is a more information tab. Click on that. You'll find further information about each guest, links to their website, social media connections, and any other resources. I invite you to like my Facebook page, which is Step Into the Light. I'm also on Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest, all under Patty Sheen. Love to have you connect with me. Until next time, God bless you.